Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
How you doing?
Good, man.
I'm just trying to figure out how to share my screen because I think I want to use YouTube videos. I've got clips pulled up for all of ours. That's a thing you can do, right? In Zoom?
I mean, sharing screen, yeah.
Start to share.
Yep.
Can you see that?
Yep. Yep.
So how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
Yeah, settling back in.
It's freaking cold here.
I know, dude. I know. There's a rumor that there's a possibility of them having another snow day, which would be crazy.
Yeah. I don't think Vivian's going to have a snow day tomorrow, but I heard that West Michigan is not in the same boat.
Yeah. Yeah. But it would be crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if this isn't going to let you see what I'm showing you. Oh, yeah. Can you see that?
I mean, I can see it. No copyright infringement intended.
You can see that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Cool. It just was a black screen. I will unmute. Yeah.
How was Disney?
It was good. Yeah, it was a little cold, but we were planning for that. Okay. It wasn't Michigan cold. It was starting off in the high 30s in the morning, and it would top off.
It's still
out.
Pretty cold.
Yeah, still pretty cold. And it would top off at like in the mid 60s at the most.
Okay.
It was more like mid-50s for most of the time there. Only got to put shorts on one afternoon after we went back to our resort and the sun was out and let the dogs
probably not a lot of pool action,
come
huh?
out to play. We did go to the pool that day.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay.
It was a little chilly. Only stayed in for maybe about 15 minutes and it was per Vivian's request. Which it always is. She's always the driving force.
I didn't know if it was. Are they heated at all? I can't imagine they are.
Yeah, Disney pools are all heated to 85 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Yep, but with the colder air, it felt a little colder.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know if it's all Disney resort pools. I heard that it was, but it did not feel 85. It felt like maybe 80 or 75. So maybe they let it go a little cooler in the winter time or something, or in the not as often.
Well, I'm surprised if they even have heaters because, you know, not 80% of the time. I can't imagine they need them, right? I mean, it's always going to be warm, but.
Yeah. I do not know. But, it was a good trip. My nephew, Davis, got to meet the characters and got to ride all the, you know, the 2-year-old rides, the Dumbos and the Aladdin's flying carpet. And, let's see, what else did he enjoy? Loved the People Mover. Did not like Pirates of the Caribbean, the whole beginning scene where there's like dead men tell no tales.
Okay.
Not like that part. It was over from there. He did like the Frozen Ever After ride, and he did like the Ratatouille ride. But he really loved the characters. We met the characters on Epcot or on our Epcot day. That was one of the first things we did and loved it. And so then we're like, okay, would you guys be interested in doing like a character breakfast? And so we did a character breakfast at Animal Kingdom on that day and got to meet Mickey and let's see, Mickey and Goofy and Daisy and Donald. Yeah, I think that was the four.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely had a loved Mickey, loved Minnie, and loved Goofy. I think I'd say those were probably
Yeah,
the
so none
three.
of the characters scared him or anything like that.
I was a little bit at first when we
Okay.
first met Mickey the first time, but when we met Mickey the first time, we met Mickey, Goofy, then Minnie. And by the time we got to Goofy and Minnie, he was just like hugging them and touching
Totally
their
in.
noses
Yeah.
and giving them high fives. And oh yeah, just cute
Nice.
photos. That's really was the big thing, was like, we're going for the photos. You know, those are the
Sure.
things that you're gonna look back at and be like, oh, I remember the first time you met Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
And you
Yep.
got some good photos. So, yep.
Nice. Good.
So you guys got your trip coming up a little bit, maybe like a month from now, is that right?
No. We a week from tomorrow we leave.
Nice.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Nice.
So, yep.
Nice.
That's
Cool.
when we will be boarding a plane to head there. So,
Nice.
yep.
Cool. Well, yeah, I think unless you got anything else you want to talk about, let's jump into it.
For sure.
You picked this topic, and the
I
topic
did. Yep.
is movie soundtrack songs. I think that was kind of the what'll make most sense for the title of the episode for anyone who just sees it. Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
is there anything that, you know, as you were determining your top five, was there any criteria that you kind of went with? Was there any ways that you had to like parse things apart as you did it?
Yeah, I just went kind of on just a variety of different songs and movies and, for various reasons. I didn't really have like a set plan, like, this is what I listen to all the time or anything like that. Some of them are, it's the song that we listen to a lot as a family in the car, or some of them's just it's a song I really love. I think outside of my number four, I or no, I'm sorry, my number three, I've never seen that movie, but I
Okay,
like the
that was
song.
my next
So
question.
it wasn't even, movies that I have seen. That's the only one that I haven't seen. All the rest of them I've seen. But then yeah, just looking over, people compiling lists of movie songs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I didn't necessarily have a set way of kind of mapping it or putting it together. What about you?
Yeah, I think I did. I mean, I gravitated towards movies that I had seen.
Sure.
But I don't think it would have been like, you know, if I really loved the song or whatever, I would have probably still put it on my list. But I'm pretty happy with my five. Had a lot of
Yeah.
honorable mentions, limited
Yeah.
my honorable mentions to about five, but I could have definitely gone
Okay.
15.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
Yeah.
sure. Yep.
Yeah, this is a good one. And just made me want to watch these movies, specifically the ones in my top five again.
Yeah.
I did realize though, and I guess this could be a way to start out, I did realize that my number two was actually not in the movie, so I took it off my top five and moved everything down one. This was
Okay.
the song. It was a remake of Radiohead's Creep for the movie The Social Network. But it was not in the
Yeah.
movie. It was actually from the trailer of the movie. So I took it off.
Okay.
But it's a great
Okay.
movie, great rendition. It's actually by like a choir, and is very
Yep.
instrumental with just a piano, I believe, playing.
Yep.
But yeah, that was the only one I took off. And because I that was my criteria that it kind of had to be
Had to be in the movie.
from the
Okay.
movie. You know,
Not
Katie and
just
I
from the
were
soundtrack.
Katie were Katie and I were talking about this over dinner, and like for her, like the movie really had to like have a profound impact on the plot of the movie, not just like a
Sure.
song in the credits or whatever.
Sure.
So, and I would agree with that. I think all of mine
Yeah, I don't know if mine
fall.
necessarily are a significant. I mean, my number one probably is a fairly significant to a scene in the movie, but the other ones aren't maybe huge scenes in the movie, but they are definitely in the movies or in all the movies. So.
So, I would say, yeah, let's jump into it with your number five, since
Yeah.
this is your topic. Do you want to play the song first? Do you want to introduce the song first? How do you want to do this?
I'll kind of introduce it and then we can listen to it.
So maybe you introduce it, and then when you say the name of the song, then we play it for, 15, 20
Yeah,
seconds, and then
perfect.
we'll fade it out.
Okay. My number five is one that the primary reason it's on my list is just because it's a big song in our family. Obviously we love Disney as you guys do as well. And this whenever this comes up on our Disney playlist or is just played in general, we all sing along to it and have a really, just a fun time when we're in the car riding around. And it is from the Goofy movie from, I was trying to think of what year it was, like 1990 something. I don't even remember when that
I would
movie
say like
came out.
97.
95.
Oh, 95.
1995.
There you go.
And it's Eye to Eye, which again is in the movie where Goofy and Max kind of break in and break into a live concert. And it's by Tevin Campbell, but if you want to play it.
Come on, Max. Let's get you on stage.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
Then again, Dad. Dad.
Yeah. So, just
Yeah,
fun
so this
song.
is, fairly pivotal. Yeah. I mean, it is a fairly pivotal part of the movie. It's kind of the climax of the movie. This is what the whole movie's about. They're going on this adventure together, and Max is, his Goofy thinks they're going one way, but Max kind of sends him in another direction because he made a promise that he was going to be at this concert, and then he ends up, kind of crashing the stage
He
and
lied to his
him and Goofy.
father.
Yeah, and they, start dancing and, getting on stage with him and all of his friends and everything sees it. So it's kind of the climax of the movie, but it's just we really love the song. It's a blast to kind of sing along to as a family. So
And it holds up. It's still a banger.
it does. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyway.
Don't worry, he'll be there.
That's a Goofy movie. Yep.
Yep.
Love that one. Yep. So, anything else to say about it before we move on?
Nope, still a banger.
right, so my number five is from the 2004 movie Napoleon Dynamite. And so this takes place. Just love this movie. I probably haven't seen it in 10
Yeah.
years. We need to show it to Vivian.
Yeah.
So this song takes place during Napoleon's dance at the school assembly, and he comes out and he's kind of all awkward, and it's really hard to know what he's going to even do in this moment. He kind of just comes out on stage and he's like. He's super embarrassing. Just you feel embarrassed just looking at him, and he comes out and he sings "Canned Heat," or he doesn't sing it. He dances to "Canned Heat" by Jamiroquai, and so this is "Canned Heat" by Jamiroquai, danced by John Heater in Napoleon Dynamite. Here he comes out. It's quiet assembly hall, very awkward, hands in his pockets. very slowly puts the tape in the tape machine.
Of course, you got a tape player.
Still awkward looking. And he's just bobbing his head. Then he slowly starts moving his feet.
My favorite are the boots.
Yeah, the moon boots. It's a very slow warm-up, but he's getting into it. Still has his hands in his pockets, though. Now he's going.
One of the probably most iconic scenes of the movie, for sure.
Oh, yeah. If you've never seen Napoleon Dynamite, this sequence is alone worth it, but the whole movie is great. Yeah, so Canned Heat by Jamiroquai from the movie Napoleon Dynamite. This is my number 5. It's just fun. Like, you just feel good watching this and listening to this song. Yeah, still listen to this song a lot. This comes up in the favorites playlist for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So
definitely a good song, but definitely the moment makes that song for sure.
What's that? That moment.
I said that it's a great song, but the moment in the movie is what really makes that song what it is, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, perfect.
His
perfect
dancing and the movement and the awkward hilarity of it all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So, yep, that's my number 5. What do you got for your number 4?
All right, so my number 4, I was going to say it's probably my newest, but it's not my newest. My number 2 is newer. But it comes from, it actually won the 2000, it won a Golden Globe Award in 2015 for Best Original Song. And it's from the sound, and it's from Selma. So it's Glory by Common and John Legend. I really love this song. And it's an incredible movie. Obviously, for those of you who don't, Selma is about kind of Martin Luther King's walk or march to Selma. And so this song kind of is all about racial justice, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I really like the song. It's a great song. So that's why it's, again, it's not a huge part in the movie.
Right.
I really love this song. So.
Yep. So this is actually just the song. It's kind of a montage of clips from the movie, but
yeah,
here it is.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure. To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up. One day.
And, you know, it's a pretty, important song for where we are now in in America. I love the song. Again, it's not a huge part of the movie. I mean, obviously, it's in the soundtrack, and I can't remember if it's played at the beginning. I haven't watched the movie in a while, but I really like this song a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, John Legend. Yeah, and Common, but yeah, love John Legend.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's a great one. So that was your number 4.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a powerful one, like you said, even to this day, this week. A lot going on in our country, and if we could actually listen to the words of some of the wisest people that our country has ever seen, including Martin Luther King Jr., you know, we could actually get somewhere. But yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on to my number four. It's a tough transition, but my song is from the, let's see, what year did this one come out?
1985.
July 3rd, 1985. The movie was Back to the Future, and it's this song plays during the opening credits and throughout Marty McFly's early scenes. It just kind of sets the tone for the movie. It just makes you see how cool Marty McFly is. And, yeah, this scene right here is really, I mean, as a kid, this is just really what hooked me. So, here is The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News, from Back to the Future. So he's in Doc's workshop here, talking to him on the phone.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that it's 8:25?
Precisely.
Damn. I'm late for school.
Grabs a skateboard. Grabs the bumper of a car coming out of Burger King. Isn't that called skitching?
I have no idea what the term's called.
Yeah, so anyway.
I'd call it dangerous.
Yep. Back to the Future was my favorite movie as a kid. And was just the epitome of the first movie. Like I said, it just really sets the scene for the movie that this is, you know, an 80s movie. This is where you're finding the jean jacket cladded Marty McFly and meeting up with his girlfriend in school, and they're skipping class, and this is great. So that's my number four, The Power of Love from Back to the Future.
Yeah, it was on my honorable mentions. It's a great one for sure. Yeah. I mean, who hasn't heard that song? I feel like it's a fairly popular song. So
yeah, yep. All right, what do you got for your number three?
Okay, so my number three, as I said in the beginning, is the only song that I have on my list that I've never actually seen the movie of, but I think the song is more famous or more popular than the movie ever was. I guess I don't know that for sure. In my mind, it is. And it's from the 1980 film 9 to 5, and the song is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. I just love the song. I think it's an incredible song. And obviously it's, you know, it's what the movie is about. So that's why I picked it. This is my favorite Dolly Parton song by far.
Do you remember it from somewhere specifically, or
the 9 to 5?
Yeah.
I just growing up listening to the song and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, it was never part of, like, I never saw the movie or anything, but yeah. I always just loved the song. Yeah. And so I had to put it on my list.
Yeah. Love Dolly. All right. So you want to play it here?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So this is actually the official video from it, but it shows clips from the movie.
Yeah. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup
of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. It's a song I sing every morning.
Yeah. Shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Have you ever seen this movie?
Yeah, but it's been a long
time. Long, long time. Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you what the plot is, but I remember seeing it.
Tells the story of three women working.
Yep.
Tells the story of three working women. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton are the main three actors.
Yeah, I saw Jane Fonda there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great song. Great song. Stands up to, like.
Oh, yeah.
There's rumors that it's one of the songs on Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot, but it must be just like a when they play on special occasions or something, because I've never heard it.
I've seen people talking about it is one of the songs on there, but yeah.
We've ridden the ride 25 times now, I think we have determined. We keep a log of all the songs we've gotten, and we've never gotten that song. So
9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching there a clip came up on the old Instagram of these two young people who had never heard that song before.
Oh, yeah, and those videos. To it,
yeah. They just loved it. It was quite funny. So,
Yep, I've seen those videos. I don't know if I've seen that specific one, but I love those reactions when they're like, oh, man, this is a banger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. All right, so that was your number three.
Yep.
My number three is another old one. Came out the next year. It was written for the movie. And the movie was Top Gun, 1986. Mm. And basically takes place anytime they're flying or if they're in a training montage or whatever. It's just the vibe of the whole movie. In fact, I think they probably even play it in the new one, don't they?
I have not seen the new one, so I don't know.
But anyway, it's Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone, and here it is.
Probably the most iconic movie song, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, even if you don't know the movie,
you know the song.
You know the song, and you don't know where you know it from, but this is...
Yeah.
Yep, love it. I mean, as a kid, I didn't see this movie in 1986. I probably saw it in like 1989 or something, you know, when it finally was available to get from the corner store that rented cassette tapes. But like, you watch this movie and it was just like, it was so cool. It was so cool. And that opening sequence, Yeah, this was everything to a little boy in the 80s. Yep. And you still see teenage boys just loving this movie and loving these songs. And so it stands up to me. So,
yeah.
Yep. That's my number five, or my number three. Yeah, it was funny. One thing that I found out and I thought you might be interested in, this song was originally offered to Toto to sing in the movie.
Oh,
all right. Apparently they turned it down, and Kenny Loggins sang it. And
I don't know if Toto could do it the right way.
Well, right? I mean, obviously they would have probably changed it a little bit.
Right. I'm saying the song would be totally different, I feel like, but interesting.
Yep. Yep. So that was my number three, Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone from Top Gun.
Nice.
What do you got?
We didn't get any listener submissions or anything, huh?
No, we didn't. Right? No, okay. I didn't have enough time. I've decided that I want to give people a good week to do it, and I was traveling so much last week that I just didn't have time to devote the time to or the bandwidth to do it. So
they'll just have to submit it later. Right?
That's right.
Okay, so my number two is the newest song on my list, and it's from one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite movies of the last little while, and it's from the Barbie movie, and it is Billie Eilish's "What Was I Made For?" I think, you know, it comes at a pretty important part of the movie, and the way she sings it and the lyrics and everything about it. I don't know. I love the song. I think it's great.
Everything it's just about so it, raw, I enjoy. And it's so beautiful. She sings it so perfectly.
Yeah. I was trying to think, I think this one won a Golden Globe too, didn't it, for best song? But I can't remember.
I think it did. You looking at
it? Oh yeah, there it was. I just saw it and then it went away. Where'd it go? Yeah, it did. Best. It won the MTV Video Music Award. Ooh. Kid Choice. It won a Grammy.
Oh.
That's
really the epitome to me, is it?
For Song of the Year. And it won Golden Globe Award for Best Original. So it won a lot.
Yeah. If it wins a Grammy, that's how
you know. Academy Award. Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything, but
cool. All right, should we play it?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Hard to stop that one.
Anyway. It's a powerful it's a song. Yeah, I was bawling during this movie at this point. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Cause like, obviously, I mean, you could talk more about it. It's your song, but
no, you're good. Yeah. Everything about the song, it's again. Yeah. The part of the movie is incredible, and the lyrics and the way she sings it, and the, you know, it's just a simple kind of piano in the background, but her voice just carries so much.
Yeah.
Weight. It's just I love the song.
Yeah, I mean, just like the similarities, obviously it's a movie about a Barbie doll, right? So I mean, like, she's the character's having this realization that, you know, she doesn't fit inside this box. She has feelings and she doesn't have these other feelings, and like, she wants to do something with her life or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can obviously make those comparisons to yourself as a human being, not even a girl, like guys, like we got the whole Ken thing in there as well. And just to like realize that it's okay to be who you are, even though it's not what people say that you should be. And it's just a really cool sequence of events there. And so beautiful how she sang it and how they, like, Greta Gerwig just did the whole movie. Like, it was just amazing. Chef's kiss. Yep. Yep. Love that movie. Cool. All right. Should we move on? That was your number two?
That was my number two. Yep.
Okay. My number two comes from the movie The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Have you seen this?
I don't remember.
Came out.
I know I've heard. I can't remember.
Came out in 2012. And it stars Emma Watson. It's kind of at the time really some no name actors. Emma Watson's obviously a big name actress, but you know, this was in 2012, so this was still when she was, you know, pretty young and only famous from
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. But yeah, this is kind of a movie about like social outcasts or just people who don't really fit in social circles in high school, namely here. And this kid kind of moves to town and he's just naturally a social outcast and he finds his group of people and they're, you know, riding in a car together and the song comes on the radio. And it's perfect because like the song is David Bowie Heroes. And if you know anything about the song David Bowie Heroes, it came out in 1977. And so they're not really trying to say this song is new. It comes on in the radio in an organic way during the movie, you know, in 2012 or whatever. And so the song comes on the radio and actually it's kind of part of this clip. So I'm just going to go ahead and play it. They're kind of this group of friends and they're having a good time together. Here it is.
Welcome to the Island of Misfit Toys.
She says, welcome to the Island of Misfit Toys. So it's like, they really...
Oh my God, what is this?
Right, I have no idea.
Have you ever heard this before?
Never.
Patrick, we've got to go through the tunnel.
Sam, it's...
Patrick, it's the perfect song.
No, Mama Patrick says no.
Patrick, it's Sam. It's Sam speaking to you. I'm begging you to
I can see. Time.
What is she doing?
Don't worry, she does it all the time.
So she gets out of the cab of the truck and is standing in the back of the truck.
Got it, Your Highness.
And just kind of that moment where you're just like flying through space. You need to see this movie, Caleb. It's so good.
Yeah, I have not seen this. I do love this movie.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like epitomizing that moment where you're with your friends, listening to whatever is on the radio, and you're just kind of feeling free. You're feeling like you're with your people. Your purpose is realized in life, everything just makes sense. And it's just such a cool moment to anytime you're in that moment. So for those reasons, that's my number two. David Bowie Heroes. And like for me, like the way I realized this, like I knew this song before, but I didn't really realize. Sure. I mean, I knew it was David Bowie, but I didn't love the song until I saw the movie and really felt the song for the first time. And so since then, I've absolutely loved the song. And every time I hear it, I think of this movie, which came out in 2012. So, So that for those reasons, it's my number two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your number one?
We're to number one, huh?
Yep.
Okay. So my number one comes from one of my favorite what's the word I'm looking for? Franchises. That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And it is probably my favorite song from the franchise. And it is from 1999's Episode One, The Phantom Menace, Star Wars. And it is The Duel of the Fates. Again, this is pretty iconic. It's the huge battle scene is when this is on between Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, and Darth Maul. And I remember when I was, so this came out in 99, so I would have been 13. And I remember like when this hit, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is like, this is everything. Yeah. And the music and the song and just the, like, the, I don't know, the feeling you got from this is, I won't forget it for sure. And so it's pretty iconic.
So you had already known original Star Wars at this point, right? Were you already of Star Wars?
Yes.
Yeah. So like this was just like, oh, now this is cool Star Wars. This is current Star Wars.
This is like my
Star This Wars. Is my Star Wars. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And this song is kind of, you know, it's just the epitome of it. So.
Yep. All right. So you want to play it?
Yep.
Duel of the Fates. So this is the clip from the movie.
We'll handle this.
We'll take the long way.
There's Maul.
I still remember that part.
Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. There it is, the double-ended lightsaber. So if you don't know the movie, Qui-Gon, Jin, and Obi-Wan Kenobi are taking on Darth Maul, but he's like this badass double-ended lightsaber guy. He's doing like flips and backflips and all the things that regular force wielding, you know, can't really do.
Yeah, so the scene is awesome, but the music just makes the scene even better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just immense, you know, the chorus in the background, and the it's just it's so good.
Yeah, if those prequels could have been a little bit more like this. Like this was it right here.
Yeah. This was my far.
Not that I hated the rest of the movies. They were all great. But I felt like they were trying to do too much almost. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. Ba-ba-da. Cool. That's a great number one. Yep.
Yeah, you know, obviously John Williams,
who's
done so many things, but you know, all the Star Wars soundtracks and a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah,
whose son is the lead singer of Toto?
That's right.
Bringing it back to Toto.
That's right. Everything comes back to Toto.
Yep. 6 degrees of Toto.
Yep. Cool. All right, so that was your number one.
Yep.
My number one came out in, well, came out with the movie that it was on the soundtrack in 1999, but it was originally released in 1992 by Rage Against the Machine on their debut album. And this song is Wake Up, and it was on the Matrix soundtrack. And it basically comes on at the end of the movie after Neo beats the I don't know what they're called, the constructs or whatever, the robots or whatever. I'm drawing a blank of what they were called. But anyway, it's at the end of the movie when he's basically won, and he's basically talking to the Matrix and talking to the bad guys in the Matrix. And it just sums up the whole movie and sums up it's almost like a battle cry for what comes next after the Matrix won. So I'm just gonna play it. The whole sequence is right here. So here we go.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now.
I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Yeah, so he steps out of the phone booth, looks around, puts on his badass sunglasses. He's like, looks like he's in New York City or something. And then he kind of just looks up and then he flies away.
Yep.
Here he goes. Yeah, so the song, you know, the song kind of it's kind of like the name of the song is Wake Up. So it's like it's like waking up from the Matrix. In the movie, they're literally, you know, humans that are used as batteries, and they wake up from that control, wake up from that tyranny, I guess you'd say.
Yep.
And it's really interesting that the Rage Against the Machine famously didn't let people use their songs up to this, and because right. They loved this plot, they loved this movie, they let them use it.
Yeah.
And it really, this song, like, it really cemented the movie, cemented the whole Matrix thing at the end, and it was like, it really, I think really was probably a big reason why this movie was, I mean, obviously the plot was great and the movie was great, but like when you have a good song too, that really drives it home.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, the most iconic movie song, in my lifetime, I'm a millennial. This song came out, or this movie came out when I was 18 years old. And so, like, of course, this is going to be pretty impactful to me. I remember where I was. I remember it too.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and yeah. So that's my number one, Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
Wake up.
Yeah. I rewatched the first one just probably a couple months back, and I was like, man, it's so good. Like, I know obviously, you know, some of the things are outdated, you know, there's technology that's a little little outdated and stuff like but it's such a good movie. In fact, Jameson he was out doing something, and I was towards the end of it, and I was like, yeah, we need to watch these together because they're such good movies.
Cool. So those were our top fives. Did you have any honorable mentions? You wanna blow through some of those?
Yeah. So I had The Power of Love from Back to the Future. I had Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
I love that song. I had When Doves Cry by Prince from Purple Rain too. I had more, but those were just the three that I threw on. Cause some of them got close to being on the list, but, I knocked them off. So.
Okay. So those were yours. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I actually have 9. Sorry about that.
How dare you?
Sorry. I'm not sorry. One of them is, 8, sorry, because I had Canned Heat. One of them is, Cat People, Putting Out Fire it's by David Bowie again. This was on the Inglourious Basterds, soundtrack. This is a song that they're playing in the theater at the end when they kill all the Nazis. Great song. Another song that I never knew until the movie.
Sure.
Another one I had was City of Stars from La La Land. It was actually sung by Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. Then I had Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey from the movie The Great Gatsby. Great movie. And then I had Ghostbusters from the Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Who are you going to call? Sunflower by Post Malone.
I had that. Yeah.
Who else? Yeah. It was by somebody else. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie.
I can't remember that rapper's name now.
Yeah, I was looking. I actually have it here. I could just pull it.
I wanted to say Wiz Khalifa, but it's not Wiz Khalifa. It's
no, it's Swae Lee.
That's, yeah.
Then I had, where'd my list go? There it is. I had Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III. That was another big part of my childhood, Rocky. I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston, Bodyguard. I probably would have ranked this higher, but I've already been talking about Whitney Houston a lot lately on this podcast, so I figured, you know, it's
better. Let somebody else get some attention.
It's been covered. Love Whitney, though. And then lastly, Bohemian Rhapsody from Wayne's World. Just iconic. Yeah. Iconic movie, iconic scene when they're in the back of the car headbanging.
Yes, very iconic. Yeah, for sure.
So, yep, those are my honorable mentions. Nice. But, yeah, it was a fun topic. I'm glad we did that one. Not that I was skeptical, but I was, when you said it, it was like, I was kind of almost surprised, but then as I started more thinking about it, I was like, oh no, this will be a good episode.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Well, you get to pick the next one. Do you have thoughts on the next one?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was originally thinking like Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
You know, we could do Olympic events. We could do winter Olympic events. We could do let's do favorite winter Olympic events. And, you know, maybe we could talk about some of our favorite athletes from those events, if we have any, or favorite moments. I mean, really can go in whatever direction you want, because obviously every sport is a little different. Some of them are team sports, some of them are individual sports. Some of them, you know, have big name people in them. Some of them don't. So just go whatever direction you want with it. But the topic is Olympic events. So we'll start there. Yep. You can kind of expand on as you see fit.
Sound good? Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we have anything else, Caleb, unless you have anything you want to touch on before we go.
No. Nope. It was fun. It's always fun to think about movies and songs and how, you know, how important music is to movies and all that. So that was kind of where we were headed, but no, it was a good episode. Have fun. Hopefully next time we'll get some, voicemails and all that fun stuff. So,
yep. So when are you going to be able to record next week, or do we need to postpone it?
If we do Monday, I should be fine.
Okay.
I don't know if Monday works for you still.
But I believe it does. But, you know, if you do need the day, just let me know. It's not a big deal.
I shouldn't. I mean, my plan is to have everything packed and ready on the weekend. I mean, unless something crazy pops up or, you know, something weird happens, but I don't foresee that happening. So.
All right. Next week it is. And I'd say, as always, you know, if you have any questions or comments or submissions you'd like to share with us, we are always available at thehighfivepodcast @gmail.com or speakpipe.com/thehighfivepodcast and social media on Instagram. I was just telling Katie I'm probably going to dip my toe back into Facebook just I'm gonna, you know, probably limit who I have contact with on there, but I just, there are so many things that I am missing as far as informational school stuff for Vivian.
Sure.
Obviously the podcast page, so I'll probably open that back up. But we're gonna give it a try. We'll give it the old college a try. So you'll be able to find us on Facebook again. So yeah. If you don't have anything else, we'll say goodbye to everybody and have a great week.
Yep. See you, everybody. Have a good week.
For listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com, or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.